We're talking today with J.B. Stewart, who, of course, is the current chairman of the National Sorghum Producers. J.B., this last year, your first year as the chair of NSP, been a good one. A lot of good things happening for the sorghum industry, including some exciting developments from the Farm Bill.
Oh, yes. This has just been a great year to be chairman. It's been fun and exciting. And, you know, we can all remember when sorghum was boring. But no, it's been great. We've had some good wins in the Farm Bill, and we've had some good wins through the checkoff, and sorghum markets are great right now. And we're just, we're in a period of the markets turning down, but we've still got a lot of excitement in our industry.
It seems like from everybody's discussion this morning during your general session and some of the things that are happening right now, we've got not just the old crop sold, but we've got a lot of the new crop sold already as well.
Oh, yes. That's the amazing thing. Oftentimes we don't even have a new crop price at the Gulf. And right now the old crop is priced at the Gulf at $2 over the corn board price, and new crop is priced at $1.50 over. So, hey, our customers are looking at carrying this right on into the next crop.
For you and for your neighbors in the High Plains where you're located at, sorghum is a very viable crop, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, it's just in our part of the sorghum belt and our rainfall, without sorghum, we just wouldn't have a crop other than wheat that we could even think about raising. So this gives us rotation possibilities by having sorghum and something we can raise in our rainfall, and it's worked great for us.
As far as, when you think about some of the things you saw talked about today regarding where we're going with the pipeline, new varieties, new technology available for sorghum, what excites you the most?
Well, ever since I became associated with this industry, we have talked about over-the-top grass control and what that would do for acreage, and it seems like we just keep getting close, and right now it's in the hands of EPA, and we're just anxiously awaiting and trying to figure out how to get it pushed over the edge, because our associate in it, DuPont, they're ready to go. They've got seed in the bag, and we just need to get it pushed over so we can get it in the field.
And, that's obviously one of the big areas. The other one I know that is out there that, again, is very much a part of our part of the world is drought management, drought mitigation.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and sorghum's just a natural fit for that. It's just we've called it the water-sipping crop for several years, and it's got the ability to handle the heat and handle the drought. And when it gets a rain, it'll just step back up and take off and go ahead and give you something. And that's something we sure have to have in our arid part of the world.
Current chairman of the National Sorghum Producers, J.B. Stewart. He, of course, lives in the Keys, Oklahoma area, and had the opportunity to be visiting with J.B. on the floor of the trade show at this year's Commodity Classic. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.